In the heart of the Middle East, while headlines focus on terrorism and conflict, a profound transformation unfolds in shadows and whispers. Muslim women, traditionally silenced and controlled, are discovering Jesus in unprecedented numbers, risking everything to follow him. What makes this movement remarkable is the stakes. In fundamentalist Islamic societies, women who convert to Christianity face not just persecution, but often death sentences, typically carried out by their own families in honor killings. Yet they persist, becoming the unstoppable force behind Christianity's growth in the Muslim world. Since Eden, women have faced unique spiritual opposition. Under strict interpretations of Islamic law, this manifests as institutionalized oppression, limited education, restricted movement, forced marriages, and legal inequality. A Muslim woman's life typically follows a predetermined path of male authority, from father to husband to son, with little autonomy at any stage. What's remarkable is how these deeply rooted cultural chains are being broken, not through political movements or Western influence, but through supernatural encounters with Jesus. Women across the Muslim world report experiencing vivid dreams, divine visions, and miraculous healings that compel them to risk everything for a faith that offers them genuine dignity and love. Women lead this underground movement because of their role as spiritual gatekeepers in their families. In Middle Eastern cultures, mothers profoundly influence their children's spiritual formation, despite appearing subservient in public. When Muslim women find Jesus, they rarely stay silent, even facing death threats. They become spiritual influencers through subtle conversations, changed behaviors, and new approaches to conflict. These women move naturally within their communities, maintaining cultural connections while living transformed lives. Their newfound joy, peace, and quiet strength attract curiosity from neighbors and family. As one convert explained, "When Jesus found me, I discovered I wasn't worthless after all. I was a daughter of the King. How could I keep such good news to myself?" This creates informal networks of believing women who support each other, share resources, and provide sanctuary when needed. Underground railways of faith operating beneath the surface of the world's most religiously restrictive societies. In Mafraq, Jordan, nurse Nori Khan's life transformed after seeking help for spiritual possession. Rejected by priests, she found help through Pastor Daniel and his wife Sarah, who delivered her from evil spirits through prayer. That same day, she returned home to find her father, a respected sheikh who trained imams, had died suddenly, his Islamic funeral striking her with its profound lack of hope. Rather than retreating, Nori created Huda Has Hope on Facebook, providing a platform for Muslims to discover Jesus. When her mother Nasreen violently rejected her conversion, Nori endured abuse while secretly ministering to over 1,000 online followers. Remarkably, Nasreen began messaging Huda with questions about Jesus, unaware she was communicating with her daughter. After weeks of conversations, Nori led her mother to Christ without revealing her identity. When Nasreen's attitude dramatically changed, Nori confessed she was Huda. Their journey culminated with both women being baptized together, united in newfound faith and purpose. 29-year-old Dina Haddad endured a nightmare marriage in Aleppo, Syria. Her husband, Mohammed, kept 66 temporary wives in a ledger while claiming religious justification. Dina's hatred grew so intense, she considered poisoning him. During the civil war, Mohammed became trapped when their building was hit. Survivors reported seeing a man in white robes, identified as Jesus, providing bread and water through their window. Mohammed secretly read a stolen Bible for months as his behavior transformed. He stopped hitting Dina, spoke kindly, and invited her to church. After 8 months of refusals, Dina finally attended the underground gathering and later embraced Christianity, finding strength to forgive her husband. Similarly, Farah Abbas, once an independent bank loan officer, was forced to marry Jamal to fund her mother's cancer treatment. Her marriage became abusive until her conversion to Christianity brought unexpected courage. When Jamal attempted to strike her, she confronted him. "No, you will not hit me. I'm no longer a Muslim. I'm a child of the king. Despite neighborhood hostility, she now experiences profound peace, feeling like I live in heaven, not on earth. When we encounter truth after a lifetime of deception, the impact is revolutionary. Layla Medina secretly began reading the Quran herself, defying her husband Yasser's claim that women lack the intellectual capability to understand it. Discovering passages stating men are in charge of women and instructing husbands to scourge rebellious wives left her in tears. After fleeing to Lebanon as refugees, Layla met Dina Haddad, who introduced her to Christianity. Entering a church service intending to gather ammunition against Christianity, she instead found herself deeply moved by words of hope sprinkled lavishly with love. When Yasser discovered her interest, he punched her unconscious. That night, Jesus appeared to her in a vision, saying, "A friend loves at all times." Despite the risk, she returned to church, eventually accepting Christ and removing her hijab. It's striking how often Jesus appears personally to women in cultures where they're told God doesn't value them. When human dignity is most denied, divine dignity becomes most apparent, truth catalyzing transformation in societies built on control and fear. In fundamentalist Islamic societies, women often exist as property rather than persons, valued only for utility, obedience, and childbearing. The revolutionary aspect of these conversions is how they redefine identity. Women discover they are daughters of the king, princesses with inherent worth independent of male approval. This identity shift breeds profound courage. Women who once accepted abuse as their fate now stand with supernatural boldness. Their transformations represent psychological and social revolutions within highly restrictive environments. When a woman transitions from property to princess in her self-understanding, everything transforms: her posture, voice, boundaries, and influence. Despite opposition, these women maintain cultural connections while living radically different lives. They don't abandon their communities. They transform them from within through persistent love, forgiveness, and quiet strength that inspires curiosity. Their changed lives become testimonies more powerful than any argument. These extraordinary women teach us that danger is temporary compared to eternity, that miracles should be expected, and that prayer requires persistent faith. What's remarkable is how these women, once considered property under Islamic law, have become spiritual powerhouses, transforming their communities. As one former imam noted, "If you want to destroy Christianity, kill the women. They are the ones changing everything." Yet, despite intense persecution, the movement grows. When ISIS discovered and threatened one underground women's Bible study, the women simply changed locations and continued meeting. These women who risk have become an unstoppable force, leading what many consider the greatest spiritual awakening in the Middle East since the early church. Their courage reveals a profound truth. When Jesus sets someone free, regardless of gender, culture, or background, they become truly free indeed. And those who discover such freedom rarely keep it to themselves, despite the cost.